Let me say it loud and clear, as a man, there is absolutely no reason why you should ever put your hands on a woman or a girl.
I feel guilty.
I have tried to figure this out, how you pair guilt with having someone arrested for hurting you. How do those two connect? I don't get it.
I don't know, it's like I was betraying him for letting out the secret. I don't want to face the fact that I lived that way and that I was treated that way by someone who said they loved me.
Oh, God. It's not about love.
Sometimes you're gonna play a game just to survive.
I mean, it's like you start adapting your behavior so that you don't get screamed at and so you don't get hurt and you just start dying. I mean, you just start dying.
It's about what love is not.
Crying like that and promising and professing his love, I thought, well, he must love me. You know, this must be love.
Yeah,
I
know that.
And I did what you thought you should do, of course. You know, you don't take any phone calls. 3 days, absolutely not, absolutely not. All of a sudden, you start taking the phone calls.
Softening up.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, okay, let's meet, we'll talk. And then you meet, and all of a sudden, this person, this man that you love, that's claiming his love for you, is crying. You know, and then you're consoling them, and it just becomes, I'll never, ever, ever, ever do it again. It'll never happen. I just love you so much.
I took almost every secret that she gave to me in an argument, threw it right back at her as an insult.
You gain their trust, so they feel that you love them, and then when you get close enough to them, you're able to criticize them in a way that they feel like, oh, he loves me, so I need to change this.
What you just described is what sexual predators do to children.
What's the matter?
Yeah.
Where's your mother at right now?
She's in the room fighting with them.
Okay, we're gonna be there. Okay, the police are on the way, okay? Hello? Hello? Lisa, the police are on the way, okay?
You just want to fix it, you know? You just want to fix it. I wanted to not let him down. I was going to be there for him. And it's hard to do that and save yourself.
You're stupid, you're ugly, you're worthless, you're no good. You know, nobody's gonna want you, I'm the best thing for you. And then that escalates into the physical violence. The cycle of domestic violence is about the power and control of one human being over another.
You know, what if they hit the man? What if they spit in the man's face?
I don't care if she was reading his BlackBerry, his phone. I don't care if she got in his face.
There is absolutely no reason why you should ever put your hands on a woman.
Hitting a woman is unacceptable. Unacceptable.